Hi friends, this is Karen from Case of Adventure, and this is the Countries for Kids podcast. Each week we're going to travel to a different country and explore an exciting landmark together. Libby is your tour guide. She visits so many places with her family and wants to take you along. How would you like to visit the Matterhorn in Switzerland, the Eiffel Tower in Paris, the Sydney Opera House in Australia, or the Empire State Building in New York City? Our website is caseofadventure.com. We sell exciting country studies for homeschoolers. Each one contains a travel mystery novel to read and a fabulous adventure book filled with tons of activities to work through. On our website, you can find France Adventure. The novel is called Felons and Foie Gras in France. You'll join the Gray family as they investigate a theft at a famous art museum. They get to explore Paris, visit fancy restaurants, eat French cuisine, and solve a mystery, culminating in a showdown up the Eiffel Tower at night. It's their most exciting and dangerous adventure yet. Don't forget to download your fun activity page to go with each episode. You'll find that on caseofadventure.com/activities. Let's get started. I hope you have fun. Sit back and enjoy listening as we take you on an adventure. I'm Libby, and today I'm going to be visiting the Leaning Tower of Pisa. I hope you enjoy coming along with me. We had taken the train that morning from Florence, Italy, and I spent most of the ride with my nose pressed against the window, watching the fields of sunflowers blur by and tiny villages flicker in and out of sight. Mom kept pointing at the hills and saying how beautiful Tuscany was. But I just kept wondering what the tower would look like, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. What did that mean? Would it really be leaning? Did people fall out the windows because of the leaning? Or maybe people just said that to make it sound interesting. When we finally arrived in Pisa, it felt different from Florence. Smaller, quieter, but somehow brighter. The air smelled like coffee and freshly baked bread. The streets were lined with pale stone buildings with green shutters. As we walked through the narrow lanes, I could hear music playing, someone playing an accordion, slow and sweet. And then we turned a corner, and there it was, the tower. It didn't just lean, it tilted, like it was frozen in the middle of falling. My mouth fell open. "It's crooked," I said. Mom and Dad started laughing. "That's the point, sweetheart," Dad said, lifting me so I could see it over the heads of the crowd. The white marble shone in the sun, and there were many layers of arches. Around it were other beautiful buildings, the Cathedral of Pisa, which Mom told me was called the Duomo in Italian. There was the Baptistry, a round building with a pointy roof. Together they made up the Piazza del Miracoli, or Square of Miracles. Dad told me that the tower started to lean just a few years after they began building it back in 1173, because the ground was too soft and kind of sandy on the one side. They tried to fix it over the centuries, but it just kept leaning more and more. Engineers worked to stabilize it. Now it leans about 4 degrees, enough to make my tummy feel funny when I stood close by. Before we went in, we did what every tourist seemed to be doing, the holding up the tower photo. Mom crouched with the camera and Dad helped me line up my hands so that it looked like I was holding up the tower. I laughed so hard that the photo ended up looking like I was trying to push it over instead. Then came the climb. Inside the tower felt cooler, like stepping into a giant seashell. The stairs curled in a spiral, smooth and slippery from hundreds of years of feet climbing them. I could feel the tilt under me when we walked on one side. I had to lean into the wall on the other side. It felt like I might slide right off the step. "It's like the tower's trying to trick me," I said, holding Mom's hand tight. Halfway up, we stopped by a little window. The view outside showed the rooftops of Pisa, all orange and red like a sea of bricks. I could hear the bells ringing from the cathedral. "They still ring them sometimes," Dad said, out of breath. "There are 7 bells, one for each musical note." When we finally reached the top, the wind hit my face and made my hair fly everywhere. I could see all of Pisa spread out below us. "That's the Arno River," Dad told me. "It cuts through the city." The people were so far below, they looked like tiny ants. For a moment, I felt like the tower and I were leaning together. I felt the thrill of almost falling, but not quite. After we climbed down, we explored the Duomo next. Inside, it was cool and dark with marble floors and paintings that shimmered in the candlelight. Mom said it was built in the 11th century, which meant it was nearly 1,000 years old. I tried to imagine all the people who had walked there before me, kings, artists, and maybe even children like me. Outside, we sat on the grass and shared a gelato. Mine was strawberry, Mom had pistachio, and Dad had hazelnut. The sun was warm and I kept sneaking glances at the leaning tower, making sure it was still leaning. "Do you think it'll ever fall?" I asked. "No," said Dad, "they've fixed it so it's safe now. It'll probably be leaning for hundreds more years." We wandered through the streets of Pisa. The houses looked old and full of stories from the past. There were laundry lines strung between windows, and a small shop where an old man was carving little wooden towers. We bought a tiny one as a souvenir. Dad told me that Pisa used to be a powerful city with ships that sailed all over the world. Now it's mostly a university town. The University of Pisa has been there since 1343. That's one of the oldest universities in Europe. We saw students riding bicycles, laughing and shouting in Italian, their voices echoing on the bridges. As the sky turned gold and the bells rang for the evening, we found a little cafe with Czech tablecloths and ordered some pizza. Because, of course, we had to. Mine had melted mozzarella that stretched like strings when I took a bite. From where I sat, I could see the very top of the leaning tower peeking above the rooftops, glowing pink in the sunset. When it got dark and the lights came on around the piazza, the tower looked even more magical. I leaned against Mom's shoulder and whispered, "I think this is my favorite place in Italy." She smiled. "I'm so glad we could visit here together." I hope you enjoyed Libby's story. Here are a few fun facts about the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy. It really leans a lot. The tower leans about 4 degrees, and that means it's about 13 feet off center at the top of the tower. It started leaning during construction because the ground underneath was too soft on one side. It's super old. Construction started in 1173, more than 850 years ago, before cars, airplanes, and even chocolate bars existed. It took almost 200 years to finish. Builders worked on it in 3 different stages over nearly 2 centuries, because wars and problems with the leaning kept stopping the work. It's not just a tower, it's a bell tower. It was built to go with the big cathedral next to it, and it has 7 bells, each of which plays a different musical note. It used to lean even more. By 1990, the tower was leaning so dangerously that it was almost ready to fall. Engineers fixed it by removing soil from underneath and adding support cables. Now it's safe and stable for at least another 200 years. It's tall, but not the tallest. The tower is about 56 meters tall. That's around 183 feet, about as tall as a 15-story building. Famous scientists have experimented here. The great scientist Galileo Galilei was born in Pisa. He is said to have dropped different sized balls from the tower to test gravity. It's one of the most photographed buildings in the world. Millions of tourists visit every year to take those funny photos where it looks like they're holding up the tower or pushing it over. It's made of white marble. White and gray marble shines beautifully in the sunlight. That's why it looks like it's glowing. I hope you get to visit the Leaning Tower of Pisa someday. Don't forget to download your activity page from caseofadventure.com/activities. Ask your mom or dad to help you sign up so you can get the free activities that go with every podcast episode. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.